physical journey, but the journey of life. That is sometimes people come into our life like passengers in a train, and also the journey is sometimes people lose the train or the compartment and go different ways. I'm not speaking like this. This journey on the train reminded me of the greater journey, the journey of life. And speeding through the dark, young landscape, quite fast. I could not help but ask myself, what can I give you in your journey of life? At this particular stage where you are, what can I give you that is so much of value for you, that so much improves and helps your life, that your journey is spent? I was thinking like this, and I became very enlivened. I had in my small bag, my travel bag, these notes called Living the Bhagavatam. I was going through the notes and thought, wow, there are some real powerful instructions and real powerful, inspirations in this. So this evening we'll have an opening of the Sangha Mela. The Sangha Mela is one of my favorite festivals because it is in a very strategically nice place of time. We are leaving one old year behind us, and we are continuing into the next year. And the reason why we all come together is because we know that when we act on the basis of an inspired Krishna consciousness, we make different decisions in our life. We live it differently than when we are in a dull, half-dead state where we are hopelessly attracted to the material distractions. So it's a good time to go back to our roots, the time to draw from our roots the inspirations and strengths which we all require to move forward with strength and with bhakti. So I want to sing a little bit with me now, and then I will address you. But please take a moment to look around. You might notice that there are some trees here, green trees with lights. They are called Kalpavriksha trees. And you have to be careful when you think under these trees, because these trees are growing from the Chintamani soil of Vrindavan, the wish-fulfilling tree, and a wish-fulfilling land. And be careful with your desire. You want only the good desires to become fulfilled. Hare Krishna. Please, little find yourself a little bit more, at least, let us say, 85%, but maybe only 20, please sing a little bit more with your full self.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
But different from you. Hare Krishna is just another Chaitanya. Did you bring your motor bicycle? You came by car. Another Chaitanya is known all over the town as the motor bicycle Baba. Krishna. Let us see, maybe not all over, but.
Thank you so much.
So, Hare Krishna,
I want to
once again greet all of you affectionately. Hare Bol. Priyam, who is Yanka? Hare Krishna. So we have once again the pleasure to all come together from our different occupations. We are now resting. Our different, let me say, places we have left them, and we are once again together to make a unique spiritual experience. I know before a Sangam, we are all a little bit, it's just arriving, so to say. We are still a little bit in our own space, our own thoughts, our own lives. But as we come together and engage ourselves wholeheartedly in the process of hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna, at that moment a very amazing change takes place. The Bhagavatam describes is that the deep sanskaras of illusion, moha, lamentation, shoka, and even the fears which we have. Will I reach my spiritual goal in this life? Yes or not? All this goes away as we patiently experience the power of the transcendental sound vibration, the power of Krishna Katha, and the power of Sadhu Sangha, associating with devotees. As we go through Sangha Mela, this three types of powers, holy name, the Bhagavatam Katha, the sadhus, begin to come together as one powerful stream, a river which crosses our heart and takes away all these unwanted things, these three things of illusion, lamentation, and fear. All this goes away as we enter this river of the Sangha Mela. I really request all of you to use your time properly. And you have made this long journey to come here. It's actually a journey which was impelled, which was caused by a feeling of longing. The German word for longing, Sehnsucht, actually describes two emotions. One is to long, but also the other is to seek. We have a longing, an undefined longing. Our life is not yet complete. I still need something. As this longing increases, we begin to seek out the places and the means by which this longing can be fulfilled. And I hope really that it can be fulfilled by the Sangha Mela. There is a very nice motto here in the Sangha Mela. It's called the Road of Tears.
build the road of fear success here
as soon as you can. And just opposite to you, you look back, you find the same road, and you hear Krishna speaking, "My heart is attracted to you, my beloved friend. I have always looked towards the path by which you would come." So these two things come together. Our own longing for Krishna, and Krishna's longing for us. Krishna looks down this path. See the path? When will Leela Nath come? When will Chaitanya Rasa turn his face away from the distractions of the world? But then, when is he coming? And Krishna is saying, "My heart is attracted to you, my beloved friend. I have always looked toward the path which you would come." This is a little bit the motto there on the left side from us, your right side, you see Krishna crying for his devotees and embracing him. It's a theme taken from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I don't think we would ever start on the path, nor would we stay on the path, if Krishna is not merciful to us. And if Krishna would have decided, "No, he doesn't want us. We are too fallen. No, he is not interested." How would we be able to even start this path? It is originating. Now, whenever you want to start a path of spiritual life, in all seriousness, you need to look for the starting point. Where does it all begin? And I'm at the moment studying Kapila's teachings to the Ahuti, where Lord Kapila very, very clearly describes the path which leads to disentanglement of material, or material life, and which leads to him. And Lord Kapila there describes that if your consciousness is turned towards the material world, that's the greatest entanglement for the soul. But if that same consciousness, which is always attracted through the senses to the material life, if that same consciousness is turned towards sadhus, devotees of Krishna, then that what has become the source of knowledge means consciousness, which was turned to matter, it becomes the very source of liberation. So if you want to become qualified in your spiritual life and change anything, and become more, let us say, maybe spiritually enlightened, you must turn your consciousness to sadhus, to devotees. You must bring your mind and your heart into the association of devotees. Now that association of devotees is second class. When you speak about material things, it doesn't work, but it becomes prasanga. Prasanga means very good association. When you talk about Krishna or Krishna conscious mentors, you have to be careful. Some of you say, no, Maharaji, we know, we have come to the Hare Krishna movement, we speak about politics here, and new social affairs and new things, and we are now on the path of liberation. Ach, denkst du, sagt man in Deutsch. That is, you have Sangha, but you need Prasanga. Prasanga means excellent association. Not just any type of association. Association becomes excellent at the moment you hear about Krishna so much that you become intoxicated and fall on the ground and forget everything. One should listen about Krishna in the association of devotees, so much so that one becomes unconscious of this world, and then when one raises again, comes back again, then one should hear more. This is the process, this is the path, and this is also what brings us to the goal very, very clearly. I was really thinking about this when I was coming here. I have described to you that when I was in Hamburg, my father asked me, my material father, how will you travel? And I said, by train. And he said, finally you get some brain in your head. And some of you may know this. He's a director of the German train system. So he thought, finally he understands what his father tried to tell him all the time. Take the fast train, intercity. So as I was driving on this train, I was reminded of another fast train where my journey in Krishna consciousness becomes fulfilled. It's sadhu sangha. It's not really sadhu sangha. It's sadhu prasanga. Pra means excellent. When we hear about Krishna, that is the fast train, the fastest intergalactic train back home, back to Godhead. During my time here with you, I will try to speak about Krishna conscious subject matters from the Bhagavatam. I gave my contribution this year, title, Living the Bhagavatam. I have seen in my life that if you not only study the Bhagavatam, but live the Bhagavatam, you are actually transported from the material platform to the spiritual platform. And maybe I have told some of you, but it was 7 years, I just can't remember numbers. Maybe 6 years, maybe 7 years, who cares? where I stayed, as I usually do, for the month of Kartik in Braj. I stayed in a beautiful place called Vashana. There are four big hills. It is said these hills are the heads of Lord Brahma. Brahma had once, the creator of this world, had once gone to Krishna and said, my dear Krishna, I want to do a seva for you. And Brahma said, no, Krishna said, no, don't do it for me. Do your seva for she who is most beloved to me, to Srimati Radharani. Okay, said Brahma, but what should I do? Give your heads for their service. Become the beautiful land of Vashana, where Srimati Radharani will stay. In this way, the four heads of Brahma, who put his head down in utter surrender, became the four hills of Vashana Dham. So I was staying on one of these heads of Brahma, on one of these hills, and I was chanting and but I was totally distracted. I had made a vrata that I would chant from morning till the night, but I was so distracted with a pain too brutal to describe to you. It was a pain in the most private part of the body, and it was so strong that I could only survive the pain by doing what is called in what is it? I translated for you, the shoulder stand. It's when you raise your body like a candle. They call it also candle in German language. So that the blood would come out of these paining areas of my body. At that time, when I had come to Vashana, I had one big trunk of books which I wanted to read. I wanted to chant maximum and then read maximum. But there was no question of reading that I could not even concentrate that as I was trying to chant. So at that time, I know when you have so much pain that you try to stand on the shoulder while you're chanting half of the time, then maybe you should go to the hospital. I was in no mind to go to the hospital. I'm here for the month of Kati. I want to do my chanting. It's more important than my physical health, is my spiritual health. So I tried, but I could not concentrate on chanting, and I thought I need maybe something. You know, when you can't concentrate your mind on the holy name, then it's very much recommended that you hear about Krishna from the Shastras. So I had this whole suitcase of books with me, but as I told you, reading the books was even more difficult than chanting. Then, at that moment, I said, well, let me try the Bhagavatam. I had one little copy of the Bhagavatam. All the other books were all different books. And then I read the Bhagavatam. Each day, my dear devotees, something happened to me. Something which I'm shy to say to you. I became free, or let me say, my consciousness became free from shoka, moha, and vayapaha. That is lamentation. Oh, here I am and suffer like a street dog of India. Then I became free from pain, of identifying with the body and suffering, and I became free from fear. At the end of the month of Kartik, a miracle happened. Some doctors came by me, and they had heard that I had a little physical problem. They came, they were from a good friend, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's hospital, and they gave me a first-class ticket on an airplane. I had never up to that moment flight first class, and I it was a turn. And they invited me for some medical procedure in Mumbai at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, which gave great relief, very great relief. So I'm standing before you with this experience, my dear devotees, by hearing from the beautiful Bhagavatam, you will also experience the freedom from illusion and pain and lamentation and fear. It will come to you. Just come to this Sangam, how do we call it? Sangamela or Prasangamela. This excellent association with the willingness and readiness to hear about Krishna and Krishna conscious discussions. And I promise you that if you start living the Bhagavatam by just hearing and then acting upon it, your whole life will come to a turning point. There is a very nice illustration for this journey in the life of Vidura. Maybe you know Vidura was brother of the emperor Dhritarashtra in Hastinapura. But
the ministers at Dhritarashtra's court, especially Dhritarashtra's rascal sons led by Duryodhana, did not appreciate Vidura because Vidura was a devotee. And Vidura then was publicly insulted by Duryodhana, who reproached him and cursed him, saying, "You, Vidura, are acting against our interests. You are siding secretly with our enemies, the Pandavas." "You are a traitor." Traitor is traitor. When Vidura heard these words, the biting in his heart. It is described when you hear the words of anger by those who are close to you. Then these words enter the heart like an arrow and sit in the heart, giving you pain wherever you turn your head. So Vidura got these words, and no one was protecting him, not even Dhritarashtra the king. Dhritarashtra remained silent, tolerating the envious words of Duryodhana to his brother Vidura. Then Vidura thought that this is an opportunity. This misery is actually my greatest friend if I turn now to Krishna. And he left the palace. There's a beautiful painting that you see Vidura with hasty steps. He's in a hurry. He's not going, he's not in two minds. Should I stay or should I go? No. He just leaves the palace and puts his bow at the door. That means he will not engage as a warrior. He goes on sacred pilgrimage. I think all of us have heard these words of our relatives. "You are not good for anything. What is your life worth?" Or we have heard our own inner critic. "Oh, look at you. You are not a real devotee. You are a pretender." Or, you know, we have felt some pain in our heart from something which is very close to us. Closest to us is our own conscience, gewissen, which keeps telling us, "Are you really living the life you are meant to live?" So we have also left our palace. It may not be a palace, it may be just a simple apartment in Munich or in Mönchengladbach or whatever, Köln and so on. But we have come here now, hear how it continues. Vidura, after a long pilgrimage, finally meets the great saint Maitreya. And when he meets him, he understands, "Now I want to have prasanga, an excellent association." That means I want to hear from Vidura Krishna Katha. And as he does this, his life, which turned already one time when he left his old comfort zone, his old situation, it becomes fulfilled by listening about Krishna. I'm reminded of a visitor to our Gaura Baba. He is an adventurer, very famous. He gave an interview just now in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. He said he lived as a banker in London. All he had to do is bring his behind on the chair at 7 o'clock in the morning and leave the chair at 7 o'clock in the night. And he earned so much money that he said, "I don't want to tell you how much. It's criminally much." But one morning he thought,
I don't like the people, I don't like what I do here, I don't like the way my life is going, I must go and leave. And he said, what is that I know? Well, I know to drive a bicycle. Okay, then let me go by bicycle across the desert Sahara. That was his determination, and he either published a book and became well known and gives TED Talks all over the world now. But that's beside the point. I think he had left, like we do that, the so-called comfort zone, where he could understand, this is not the life I'm meant to live tonight. And I think you have all done this. And I want to surprise you by saying, leave again and again. The comfort zone is dangerous. It covers the soul with illusion. And so he left. But we do his life only became successful when he started to meet Maitreya and hear Krishna Katha from him. Just leaving our old life behind is not enough. Leaving and then listening to Krishna Katha is very, very important. It's just like a person who shaves his head. He may shave his head, but he may think of hair, hair, hair from morning till evening. Then he has not shaved the head. Yeah, he still has all the hair on his head. Or if you try to leave your old life behind, but you think about all the time from morning till evening about your old life, you have not left your old life behind. You are still in the same misery as you were before. Therefore, it is so important that after making a step in the right direction towards Krishna, you must fill now the empty spaces in your life with Krishna Katha. And Vidura, who had just left the palace, says, who in human society can be satisfied if he does not hear sufficient talk of the Lord, whose lotus feet are the sum total of all places of pilgrimage, and who is worshipped by great sages and devotees? I ask you also, my dear devotees, can you ever hope to be satisfied or pretend to be satisfied without filling your heart with Krishna by listening about this talk? It's not possible. Prabhupada, in a different verse, not a proper to this verse, he makes a point. Even a person perpetually means continuously condemned to the miseries of material existence can get relief from bondage if he simply agrees to hear only Krishna Katha. In this age of Kali, the process of hearing Krishna Katha, now listen to this, is the most effective means to gain release from unwanted material attachment and thus find permanent freedom in life. My dear devotees, you all have to be attached because it's the soul who is wanting attachment. It wants to attach itself to something. Even if you have heard 1,000 times that attachment to the body and material life is not serving you, you will remain attached. How many of you have heard you are not the body? But you are all still attached to the body and think it's yourself. Because you have not been yet successful to transplant your attachment to Krishna. Attachment cannot be killed. Let us be sure about this one point. Attachment cannot be killed. This we know. attachment can only be placed from the material, that is, the material consciousness, to the devotees where we hear about Krishna. And at that time, all of a sudden, we find ourselves detached from these embarrassing entanglements in our consciousness. This is how powerful Krishna Katha is, and therefore Prabhupada describes this as the most effective means to gain release. If you don't hear about Krishna personally and his devotees and his glorious activities, and don't experience an attachment to these things, you will remain hopelessly attached to Maya. 100%. It's as 100% sure as you will get a pizza during the Sangha Mela. I'm trying to speak in your language. The age of Kali, Prabhupada says, is full of sinful reactions, and people are more and more addicted to the qualities of this age. This means entertainment of this age, music of this age, habits of this age. More and more we are addicted. But simply by hearing and chanting what?
Krishna.
Of Krishna Katha. No half of it, the answer. But simply by hearing and chanting of Krishna Katha, one is sure to go back to Godhead. Therefore, people should be trained to hear only
Krishna Katha.
Get it? Yes. By all means, in order to get release from all miseries. Hare Krishna. And the best source of Krishna Katha is the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam describes in 12 cantos all you need to know about Krishna. Therefore, it has been described to not be a book, but to be Krishna himself, with the first canto being his lotus feet and the 10th canto being his lotus mouth, which play the flute. Huh? So this is his at the beginning of the 10th canto, where Sukadev Goswami talks about Krishna poor, at the beginning he makes a point who is qualified to hear Krishna Katha. Maybe some of you will have to leave the Sangha Mela this night before Prashada. Trying to get your attention. Nivritakashe upagiyamana babo shadashotra manopirama kautama shloka kunadubada puman virajeta vina pashukna. It is said, this Krishna Katha, or glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is performed in the Parampara system. You know, not speculative Krishna Katha, but from the Acharyas, as it is handed down. That means it is conveyed from the spiritual master to disciples. It's a long time. Such glorification is relished by those who are no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. I think by this parameter, it's relishable by those who are not interested in Maya Katha. Oh, we have to say, still a little interested in Maya Katha. That's another Maharaj. We need to look at movies. No, we are very interested, but at least parallel to it, some interest in Krishna has manifested. Huh? And then Shukadeva Goswami said, you must know descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will stop hearing such glorification of the Lord, except a butcher, or one who is killing his own self. The greatest disease which we have, my dear devotees, is not the disease I had in Mahamandir, or in Mahamandir, Manga, it is when I was in Vashana. It is not when I stayed at the hill of Lord Brahma and I had some disease. That's not the biggest disease. The biggest disease is punar api janam, punar api maranam. Again I have to take birth. Again I have to die. Punar api janani. Again I have to lie in the womb of a mother. Jathade shayanam. That is my disease. My dear devotees, before you sits a very sick man. He has taken his birth in this world and he has to die in a few years. 30 years, 40 years, who knows. And again he has to lie down in the womb of a mother if there is no mercy coming. So this is when Krishna sees a soul who comes to him and says, my Lord, I suffer from this Baha Roga, this disease of material existence. My Lord, please help me. At that time, Krishna becomes very merciful to a suffering soul. One of Krishna's qualities is Karuna. He is merciful. That's the idea of today's or the Sangha Mela's performance, you can say, these pictures and the desire trees and all. He is Karuna. And do you know what means to be merciful? Karuna, it means Krishna cannot tolerate the suffering of others. He just can't tolerate. And what does Krishna do when he sees someone comes before him and says, my Lord, I'm afraid actually of this material existence. I'm suffering from the disease of material existence. In what way does Krishna answer the soul who comes before him? And what does he do to alleviate the suffering? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung about this. He says, for those whose hearts are ill, Krishna is the doctor. He is expert at destroying the disease of material existence. You know, there are doctors who can help you when your bones break. There are doctors who can help you when you have acne, pimples all over your face. There are doctors who can help you when you have liver problems. But where do you find a doctor who can help you from Baba Roga, the existential disease of material existence? Only Krishna. So what is his scalpel? What is his special method? He says, Bhagavan says, by distributing the nectar of love to all those who were averse to him, he gradually takes them to his own confidential realm. Krishna, we have been blind. We have been away from Krishna. So Krishna needs to give us the honey of love in our hearts. And the way that happens is, you first start to follow the vidimar, the path of regulative principles. And then Bhaktivinoda says, then he invites us to enter the path of spontaneous loving attachment. In other words, you don't do things any longer out of duty or because you want to belong to a spiritual group. You are actually doing the things because you feel, I appreciate Krishna so much. I love him so much. And at that time, you have chance to move on. If you are controlled by such an attachment, then you will attain ecstatic love for Krishna. And the way, my dear devotees, this is my last point for this evening. I hope it's the last point, because I should come to an end. The way he does this is, he sends his devotees all over the world. We need to just come and hear this katha. All we need is a human birth that we all have. It's a great blessing. By the way, thank your parents for blessing you with a human body. Especially your mother, who was in pain with you before your birth, and most probably after your birth also. thank them for this rare gift. In the Dharma Shastra, it said you can disobey your father but not your mother, because she did a lot for you. So then be grateful, and you have a human form of birth. That's what you need: 2 ears to hear and a heart to absorb the subject matter. And then what else you need to hear? You should not be suicidal. Suicidal is when you don't care about your spiritual life, then you are an atmaha, you kill yourself. Or when you are killing others, that means a butcher, then you are disqualified. I don't think we have butchers here and suicidal people. It's not your style. Then sit down, hear about the Lord, who is the expert doctor, who will repair, but only he can repair. He will give you the love which you are looking for, a love in you, in the heart, a love of Godhead, and he will help you to leave the material attachments which are actually killing you. In this way, you become an exalted soul. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say this in the beginning, because from tomorrow we will enter Krishna Katha. I want to see, we have still a little time for any questions which you might ask at this time. We're just arriving, and we may be full of desire to clarify things, hear things more carefully. Hare Krishna. Thank you for listening to me. I really must tell you, I'm speaking from my heart. I really believe that we are filling this old emptiness in the heart. It's an old emptiness. You had it last life and the life before. You need to fill it with Krishna. So, any question? You're tired. Yes, I think we might have a mobile, yes. Not a mobile telephone, a mobile microphone for you, even better.
So when we hear about Krishna, or when anyone hears about Krishna, then is it important to meditate that he is God, or we just hear?
There is one cow. She used to come to the temple in Malaysia. She came one evening. She belonged to a farmer, but she somehow felt attracted to the devotees. That evening, a cow saw this assembly of devotees like here, and went through the door
and said amongst the devotees, it was during evening program, maybe Krishna Puja evening or Bhagavad Gita class, I cannot tell you. And when the lecture was over, the cow got up and left. And the boys thought, wow, how cute. Then the cow came the next day also. And it came again and again. And soon the devotees knew they would have to leave a free place for the cow, even on festival days. Because the cow always listened. And I do not know how cows listen, but I would be surprised if they listen with full understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, you never know, but generally cows are cows. So then, you know, there is a festival day in Malaysia where a lot of meat is sold and eaten, and it is done by a non-Hindu community, religious community. And these people had approached the farmer who owned the cow to sell the cow to herself, but the farmer said, no, this is it's a Hare Krishna cow. She always goes to the temple. Cow. And the people of this other community had not enough meat. So what they did is, what they usually do is they pour burning acid on the cow, then the cow is useless and has to die sooner or later, and the price of the cow goes down. So they did this to the cow, our cow, and the cow came in great distress on that evening. With, you know, lots of parts of the skin was being loose and the naked flesh was showing. And the devotees saw this, and they immediately went to the farmer and said, we know what this is. Some people want to buy this cow from you, and since you didn't want to give it, they wanted to make it useless by burning it like this. So we are buying it for any price. We want to sell the cow from the knife. And they saved the cow, this cow. They treated the cow as a devotee, and the cow lived out her life as a regular listener to the topics about Krishna. Now, you as a human being can listen differently, but even for beginners, I mean, you are a devotee. For beginners, even cows who cannot understand anything can come and benefit. Like this cow became a glorious cow, a blessed cow, a world famous cow that even in Germany we know now about her. I will give you the name at another time. I hope it's in one of my books. You as a devotee should hear with faith. Then the listening of the Lord. Then the listening will act earlier. You should also listen regularly. This is the second qualification which the Bhagavatam gives. Shraddhaya, with faith, nityam, regularly, and sacheshtita. You should make an effort to be concentrated and not let your attention drift. Then it will work very fast. Then it says the Lord will come and sit on the lotus of your heart. The second canto,
in the second chapter of Sukadeva Goswami said, if you listen to these three qualities, regular, what was it? With faith, regularly, and with an effort to give attention, then Krishna will enter through the ears and sit on the lotus of your heart. Now the lotus of the heart, what is that? That is your relationship with Krishna. It is now, you don't know your relationship with Krishna often, maybe you know, but you know. Then when Krishna comes through the hearing, that relationship with him will be renewed. What will happen is that you will, maybe it has happened to others, but I'm just saying from the Shastras, you will feel attracted to a certain way in which Krishna is described. You will feel, this is my Krishna. And at that time, something happens which is called philosophically a sense of mamatva. Mamatva means the sense of minus. Krishna is mine. At the moment when we are, as we are in the material world, we think mine is this body. Although when you just stretch it a little, bad things come out of the body, or from the ear. From here, from there, I don't want to point at different places. So many things come out, but somehow we feel a great sense of mamatva, minus for the body. And then we are, then it's amazing, when something is what we call, then we extend this concept of minus, this my body, to things which are, this is my tamas bottle. And if Karnai Natai Shara, who is a little young, Karnai Krishna, goes and he maybe falls out of his hand and this breaks, and I say, you broke my tamas. It was my best friend. It came everywhere with me. And you broke him. Minus, you know, you feel my. But when you hear about Krishna, and Krishna enters your heart, you feel that same relationship to Krishna. And you feel disturbed if you feel Krishna is not satisfied. Just like you now feel disturbed when the body, whom you think is your body, my body, is a little hungry. Then you feel, hopefully this lecture ends, and at the pit that I spoke about, this is coming very, hopefully very soon. You know, I require for my life, you know, this is when we speak of attachment for Krishna. It's as big, and even bigger than the attachment to the body. But you must hear the faith regularly and with some effort. It is required. I sometimes think, Anas, that we need to show Krishna that we are serious. So when we have not yet read, then we, before we go to bed, let me read a little bit of one line in that, or one verse from the Bhagavatam of Bhagavad. I feel we must do this to show them that we really mean it. Because this regularity shows that you are serious in a relationship, that you are today like this and tomorrow like that. Oh, then the person, are you really with me? Are you really? Is that really serious? Yeah. So Krishna wants to see that we are regular in our Krishna consciousness. Today, yes, tomorrow. Oh, God. So yes, anyone can hear, including animals. And during my lecture, I want to eat, during my lecture program, I will introduce to you another animal, a very famous animal in Australia, a Kelpie dog, an Australian brand dog, and what he was called Hare Rama. And he's an amazing personality also. Everyone can hear, but if you wish to come to the sense which I was speaking about, where your sense of minus turns towards Krishna, where you become so attached to Krishna,
you need these three qualifications. Yes? Good. Hare Krishna, Nityananda, your mind came through?
I'm putting up my
instrument. So nice to see all of you. Krishna. We come to the out of the secret formula, my dear devotees. We have, by some great mercy, we have done through, since 18 years, 1-8, Govardhan retreats. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we started, we had to rock under barbed wire and go into the forest at the foot of Govardhan, and we would just hear about the Bhagavatam. We were not very experienced at that time, but we just had heard that by hearing about Krishna, our relationship to Krishna would slowly become clear. And as we did this, for some years, and then we desired, we felt we should give many devotees the chance to hear about Krishna in the sacred land of Vrindavan. And then it was a miracle. We got a very nice piece of land, and we have started actually to build a retreat center with guest rooms. Now we built a thing with 60 guest rooms. I can't believe it. The 4 days we built doing this. It's rooms where you can stay. There are showers, there is a bed, there is a simple thing, a table and a chair, and you can read, you can put your own altar there, and you're just next to Giriraj. And this has only become possible by Giriraj's mercy, by Krishna's mercy, because you cannot this was agricultural land, and it's not allowed to build on agricultural land, to turn green land into yellow land, is not allowed in this part of India. But somehow he said, we want to do this as service to Krishna. And then they said, well, Krishna likes cows. You know, this is how the rich passes are. Why don't you do it in the... why don't you call your center a goshala? Then we can allow it. Then we said, why not with this the understanding that we feel? Yes, we understand amongst ourselves, but on paper we understand it's a goshala. So then it was possible to build something. And now, imagine, my dear devotees, Krishna was so kind, he gave us a forest just on the hill, just next to Govardhan. You sit in the forest, under the trees, and you are with Giriraj, the most powerful of Krishna's devotees, who can assist his devotees in this world so that they can develop attachment for Krishna. You must see it. It's too good to just believe it. You must see it. I have seen, just simply by talking about Krishna consciousness, and today I have not talked much about Krishna because I wanted to first show you how important it is to do this, so that you all come to the classes. Then Krishna really begins to reciprocate and gets into thinking to act on you. Krishna. Should we sing a little bit? For
yeah.
But thank you, Anna, for your very relevant question for all of us.
What is our
I need you to give the melodies. This is always devotees invite me. Oh, Sachinanda Swami, come and please give them. And I say, I don't remember any single melody. I need all this. So many. When I'm alone, I can sing, but I'm a little shy in the public. When I was addressing you during the kirtan, I said, you're not yet singing. And what I meant is, see, when we are starting a devotional activity, there is almost a voice in us. I mean, some of you are advanced devotees, but this voice that says, I can't believe that you're doing that. I remember when I was leaving the warm temple and going out for street sankirtan, bitte schön, nein danke, bitte schön, nein danke, bitte schön, nein danke. My ego then, I can't believe that you're doing this. All you get is a no. So sometimes when we chant, our ego says, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm saying no to you. Don't do this. And then we sing, it's as if we walk under water, you know, so much effort. When we sing the holy name, we should feel that my Lord, I really want you, but inside of me, there are not the best circumstances for my spiritual life, but please accept me anyways. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.